The recent attack on the CIA in Afghanistan revealed the depth of cooperation between the U.S. and Jordan. Jordanian intelligence put the bomber, Humam al-Balawi, in touch with the CIA in hopes he would spy on al-Qaeda. Jordan was then stunned when he turned out to be a double agent. Jordanian-American cooperation springs from pro-Western sentiment in the government, but among the Jordanian people, anti-American sentiment is widespread. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has that story, and it begins at a funeral in Jordan for a member of al-Qaeda.
One after another, men with long beards file into the reception hall and pay their respects to the dead man's father. Here in the Palestinian refugee camp in the Jordanian town of Irbid, there were no tears of sadness to mourn Mahmoud Zaidan. His father, Mahdi, says his son was a member of al-Qaeda who died in a U.S. drone attack in Pakistan. I'm proud of him, he says. I'm happy he died a martyr fighting the Americans. Mahdi Zaidan says his son left Jordan 10 years ago to further his religious studies in Pakistan. Somewhere along the way, he fell in with the Taliban and then al-Qaeda. The family says he was a spiritual advisor to the group. He was 35 when he was killed. My son wasn't a terrorist, he says. The U.S. are the terrorists who are bringing fear to Pakistan and Afghanistan and Iraq. Mehdi's other son also fought in Afghanistan. He was captured by the Americans and sent to Guantanamo for 5 years. He was present at the wake but declined to speak to a member of the Western media. Outside the hall, Mehdi's third son says he isn't sure whether or not to go and fight too. But Mohammed Zaidan is critical not just of the Americans. Referring to the recent revelation that Jordan helped the CIA, he says this country is absolutely fighting on the wrong side of the war. He's not alone in that sentiment. A strong current of anti-American feeling runs through Jordan. Analyst Hassan Abu Haniya says it's no coincidence that men like Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who led al-Qaeda in Iraq, the recent CIA bomber, and other militants like Mahmoud Zaidan come from Jordan.
It's close to the Palestinian issue. At least 50% of the country is Palestinian. They blame the U.S. for supporting Israel. And then there is Iraq, also on our border, and what happened with the war there. It gets people's emotions here very high.
According to the Congressional Research Service, the United States provides Jordan with $660 million in foreign assistance a year.
Training, technology, intelligence coordinating, and cooperation.
Suleiman Ghaimat is a former Jordanian general and a member of the recently disbanded parliament. He says Jordan needs the U.S.
It is serving our country, it is serving our nation, it's serving even our neighbors. So there is many benefits we are getting.
But it is a delicate balancing act for Jordan's government. It must cater to its allies' needs in the war against Islamic extremism whilst keeping its population appeased. Since news of Jordan's involvement with the CIA was made public last week, the Jordanians have been in damage control mode. Jordan's General Intelligence Department, or GID, warned members of the CIA bomber's family not to speak to the press. Several analysts were also called up and told not to make inflammatory statements. At least one local journalist working with the foreign media was hauled in for questioning. Rahiya Garaya is a member of the opposition Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan. He says the government here realizes how negatively the public views their involvement with the CIA. They see it as something strange. Garaya says to express opposition to the government's decisions in Jordan, though, is difficult. Opposition members, he says, are subject to harassment. Jordan's GID has been cited by human rights organizations for its repressive tactics. It's been accused of detaining and torturing CIA prisoners in America's much-criticized rendition program. Other human rights reports say it has also carried out arbitrary arrests and abuses of Jordanian suspects. Suleiman Ghaimat, who has worked in intelligence in Jordan, defends their actions, saying Jordan also faces the threat of terrorism. In 2005, militants bombed a series of hotels in Jordan, killing and injuring scores of people.
Very, very important that they should be very, very active and very, very alert, first inside the country and then around the country. Any step which is needed to protect.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.